Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Democrats have pushed their landmark climate and health care bill through Congress, handing an election year victory to President Biden. Shortly after approval of the roughly $700 billion measure along party lines, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it will help Americans.
Today is really a glorious day for us. We send to the president's desk a monumental bill that will be truly for the people.
Dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, Republicans like John Rose of Tennessee, however, said the measure is anything but.
The bill will do nothing to help ease the pain my neighbors in Tennessee are experiencing, and in fact, is likely to increase inflation even more and push prices on everything even higher.
The measure, which heads to the president's desk, raises money through tax hikes, injecting billions into climate and energy programs. It's expected to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by the end of the decade. The Southern Baptist Convention says it is being investigated by the Department of Justice. From member station WPLN, Paige Flager reports the investigation comes after a report found the Southern Baptist Convention ignored sexual abuse for decades.
The executive committee of the nation's largest Protestant denomination announced that the investigation will include multiple Southern Baptist entities. So far, the Department of Justice has not released information about the probe, and a spokesperson could not immediately be reached for comment. But it comes after a report revealed that the SBC ignored widespread sexual abuse for decades to protect its reputation and avoid legal liability. And earlier this week, the SBC named members of a task force who will be responsible for reforming how the church responds to abuse moving forward. For NPR News, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.
Court records released this afternoon are showing a trove of top secret and confidential documents, binders of photos, and handwritten notes, among other things. The items were seized this week from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach on the orders of Attorney General Merrick Garland. A new study finds climate change is greatly increasing the risk of flooding in California. More from NPR's Nathan Roth.
It may seem hard to imagine right now, with California and the broader western U.S. currently experiencing its driest period in at least 1,200 years, but there is a long history of cataclysmic flooding in California. The last major event in the late 19th century turned the Central Valley into an inland sea, killing thousands of people and bankrupting the state. Scientists know another major flood is going to happen. They call it California's other big one. And new research in the journal Science Advances finds that climate change has already made a flood of that magnitude twice as likely. The researchers say the odds only increase further the more the world warms into the future. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. A top Republican lawmaker who hired an investigator to pursue Donald Trump's allegations of fraud in the 2020 Wisconsin presidential election has now fired that investigator. Chuck Kernbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports Trump and the lawmaker, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, had been battling of late.
Pressure from Trump led the Wisconsin lawmaker to hire a former state Supreme Court justice to conduct the taxpayer-financed probe. But State Speaker Robin Voss has since blocked the former judge's recommendation to look into decertifying Joe Biden's 2020 win in Wisconsin. Heather Sawyer of the liberal group American Oversight praises Voss for now firing the investigator, but says her group will move forward with its lawsuits seeking the release of more records of the probe.
We haven't gotten, in our view, the full story here.
This week, the Wisconsin lawmaker narrowly fought off a GOP primary challenge after Trump endorsed Voss's opponent. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Author Salman Rushdie, whose writings include the book The Satanic Verses, is hospitalized after being attacked and stabbed at the Chautauqua Institution in New York State today. Rushdie was flown to a nearby hospital where his agent says he is on a ventilator after being stabbed in the neck and abdomen. The 75-year-old Rushdie was attacked shortly after being introduced for a lecture he was delivering. The attacker has been identified as 24-year-old Hadi Matar, a New Jersey man. Rushdie spent years in hiding after receiving death threats from Iran. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.